some of the people that are in the financial industry might look at this and say, well, it's not that good. It's not that big. Well, let me tell you something. Since this book was released, we have doubled our production. And that's not by adding more people from other teams or anything. This is just the growth from the inside. The teams that were established with us in December of 19, we have doubled production right at it in the last 2 years. That's amazing to me. In the middle of a pandemic. That's because of having great tools. That's how that works. So it's a really big deal.
Podcasting from WealthWave Studios in Atlanta, Georgia. This is Leadership Now, the official vision and strategy podcast of WealthWave.
Understand this in business. It's not what you join, it's who you join. And you got to have a visionary leader that's going to lead you through places you never thought you were ever going to go. A coach will help you call the right play, but a coach cannot run the play for you. I was on an airplane one time, and this was this NCAA coach sitting right next to me. And I had to have some questions for him. And I said, is it the coach or the player? He said, it's 49% the coach, 51% the player, because I can't take the last shot. So you got to treat every phone call like it's the last shot to win the game. You got to treat every phone call like it's 3rd and 10. You got to treat every phone call like it's the bottom of the 9th inning and you're up to hit and you got to knock the phone call out of the park. You got to make sure the game is on the line. You got to have that feeling. But I want you to know this. When it comes to innovation, creativity, bringing ideas to life, and leading people with you, and when it comes to coaching, I truly believe Phil Jackson is one of the best coaches of all time. You know why? Because he was able to coach Jordan and Kobe. And most of you know, some of you know I'm a big Kobe fan. But who taught Kobe? Jordan. What happened here? They duplicated a system and a talent. So Kobe duplicated Michael Jordan, right? And they had the same coach with the same system. But I want you to know, I want to bring up the coach of coaches right now. I want to tell you about this young man. Over 40 years experience in the industry, the WealthWave co-founder, co-author of How Money Works, Stop Being a Sucker, the author of Aim for the Heart, the host of Leadership Live. I can go on and on and on. Host of VIP, Green Carpet Day, multiple six-figure earners on his team. But it all started with what? It started with an introduction. And then it led to a conversation. And from a conversation, it led to a relationship. And from a relationship, it led to mentorship. And from mentorship, you're going to win a championship. Are you ready to win a championship? Yeah. And I tell you what, he believed in me when no one else believed in me. He believed in me when I didn't believe in myself. He believed in me when people gave up on me. So stand on your feet. Help me welcome to the stage, Tom Matthews, everybody.
Well, it's great to be here, man. I'll tell you what a crowd. It is so fun to be back in a room again with people and be able to really do this. You know, when I say it's time for reinvention, I'll tell you what I mean by that. You know, reinvention is something that somebody else can't do for you. You have to do it yourself. And when I'm listening to Andy up here, I said last night to you that this is a business of words and it's a game of tools. And you got to understand the game. If you're ever going to play a game successfully, you got to understand it. You got to understand it deeply. And I wanted to make sure, as we put this together, as we get a chance to visit like we're doing here, that you get a chance to bring your mindset and your vision and your strategy and your activity along so that it can be as big as your dreams. It can be as big as your goals. That you can see a future that you can become successful like you imagine, but it's not going to happen simply by doing it the old way. You can't do enough of the old way to have that compound and become successful like you see. You got to find a way to become better. That means better coaching, better leadership, better overlapping. And for me, when I got started, I had a coach at a great distance my first 10 years, and I did well, but it took a long time to get there. But starting the beginning of my second decade, I got a chance to work with our original founder, and he was such a tough taskmaster. And he wouldn't let me, my nature was gonna be to get out there and do something that was gonna be very methodical. I was gonna contact one or two or three people a day for basically the rest of my career. And he almost refused to work with me after that. He said, you're gonna mess up my story. I only work with big leaders and you're about to screw the whole thing up. So I said, well, what would you suggest? And he said, you've got to put a list of contacts together that's so big and so bold, it looks like you'll never get to them. And then you got to get to them in a couple week period of time, 2 or 3 weeks. You got to call them. You got to let them know what's going on. You got to tell them where you're headed, and they're going to want to join where you're going, not where you are. And I thought, oh my gosh, that's incredible. So I did. I made a 500 name list out of thin air. I didn't, you know, back then we didn't have phones that had our lists all collated for us. So I had to go dig up who I knew, who I met, somebody I'd done anything with. If I had bought something from them, or they had ever been part of my team, or ever been a client, I put that whole list together, and 500 people. I scheduled an event, and at that event, it was gonna be me and him, it was gonna be a couple hours, and that was gonna make or break my whole career, I felt. And so he pushed me to do it. We scheduled it a month out, and we started the process. 300 people told me they'd be there, and I had 125 show up. And guess what happened? Of the 125 people, 111 became part of our team over the next 45 days. It changed everything. And guess what? That's what Bill joined. Bill was at that meeting, but he couldn't believe all those people that were there. He couldn't believe where I was headed. And then along the way, I started sending him copies of my checks, letting him know what was going on, and he just couldn't stand it anymore. And that's what happens when you reinvent yourself. He would have probably ended up joining the old me, but he was definitely joining the new me. And it was quicker and it was better. And then you know what he said? I want to be a new me. Who wouldn't want to be new? Who wouldn't want to be bigger and renewed and go faster and earn more? Those are the things that everybody wants to do. So what I thought I'd do this morning is kind of take you through a little bit of what I see with respect to the way this business kind of flows. And I want you to see what we see, to be able to get a feel for that. It's exciting though to have this opportunity to really look deep into this moment. I have to tell you that of all the moments I've been a part of for over 40 years, this is the one that I wish I could be at the beginning of. You know, I wish I was 22 again and had these tools in this moment. But, you know, we don't get to go back. We only get to look forward. And who knew that we'd live long enough and have really our whole life and most of our careers ahead of us, all of us in this whole room. So I thought I'd start by reinvention by talking a little bit about Bill and I. You guys know we went to high school together. And but I was 2 years older than him, still am. And way more wiser, but 2 years older. And so I played in the band, and Bill played tennis. And there's the picture from my senior yearbook with me playing my trumpet at a concert, and Bill there is part of the tennis team. That's some hair, isn't it? Now, you guys, how do you like his white hair? You know why his hair is white? Somebody told him he looks like Richard Gere. Would you guys stop doing that? Seriously. But anyway, so I went to a Christmas party in 1986. And back then I was playing in a band, and so I had my trumpet in my trunk, and they made me get my trumpet out, and I started playing Christmas carols with one of the aunts that played the piano, and Bill came into the party late, and the next thing you know, we started talking. And we started talking about what his business was, what my business was. Very similar conversation to what many of you have today. I didn't have any tools though, so it was just me and my words. And so it took a lot longer, and it wasn't as clear, and it wasn't as predictable. But we ended up going into business together back in 1987, and been together ever since. And I've got to tell you, we've both reinvented ourselves multiple times. Do you guys know that Bill's first 10 years, he never had more than 5 or 6 people on his team the whole time? So he was primarily making his living from selling. And one day, when we started this company, you know what he said? I think I can do a lot more than just make a sale a day. I think I can become a big leader. And that was as preposterous as one of us saying we're gonna go to the MBA. He had never done that before. But guess what? if you want to reinvent yourself and you make your mind up that you're going to do it, you can do it. And we picked this industry, this moment, this model, this system, and this leadership hierarchy to make that happen. And I just can't tell you how proud I am of what Bill has accomplished. And Bill and Peggy's example of what can be done here is one of the biggest and best in the whole company. So I'm very proud of him. And each of you have your inner reinvention cooking right now. I hope you're feeling that. And this is what we're up against. There are 5 billion people in the world that need what we have. 5 billion. That's the biggest prospect list that's ever been in the history of prospecting. That's the biggest amount of people that need to be contacted ever. And we've got that sitting right there in front of us. Can you imagine? Now, if I was starting over today, because it's a different time, it wouldn't be probably one meeting in one city at one time. I'm from Cincinnati, and I invited people from, you know, probably a 100-mile radius and got them to come to a meeting. It's probably the biggest reason that I invited 300 said they'd come and only 125 showed up, is it just involved driving and distance, and it was a one-time thing, and we didn't record it, and it wasn't available later, and you couldn't review it. So a lot of reasons why we grew at that pace. I just crammed so much activity in that it made it take off. But today's version will be very different, I think. And I really highly recommend, as you share books, that you have a conversation before you do it. Even if it's a brief one, let them know what you're up to. And we're going to be doing some leadership lives where we spend the whole leadership live just talking about the words of this and what to say and the conversations and how to make that go. It is so powerful when you get it right, but it's got to be your words, not mine. It's got to be your sort of smoothing this out and making it not sound like a script, making it sound natural. That's what that's all about. So lots of people are talking about financial literacy. This is an example. You guys have all heard of Dave Ramsey. We used to work at the same company back in the 80s. And he said, sadly in America today, this great land of opportunity, more people are experiencing financial frustration than financial freedom. In most cases, their financial failures are due to their ignorance of money. So he says that. Susie Orman, she says, if you don't feel confident in your knowledge of money, you hide behind the shame of it, deferring decisions to others and staying stuck in a pattern of inaction. Do you realize that teaching somebody how money works is just one piece of it? Helping them take action with it is actually the part that makes the real difference. If you read the book or learn this and don't take action, you're no better off. You got to take the action. Both of them have done a great job. They're sort of pioneers. They've been out there for a good while. They've been saying it. But I really feel like we've taken this to a new level. What I mean by that is, we started saying, stop being a sucker. What we meant is, if you don't know how money works, you'll be taken advantage of by somebody who does. If it's the financial industry or any industry involving money, you're going to be taken advantage of just because you just wouldn't know the difference. And you may not check the right box or say yes to the wrong thing or something, but you'll be taken advantage of. And so how do you fix that? Well, the first thing you got to say is, I'm going to go out here and I'm going to become a student. I'm going to make sure that I can take this business, this moment. I can take that book, I can read this as a student would, and I can learn these basic principles. Then I could take those milestones. They're not called 7 steps, they're called 7 milestones. Why is that? Because they're more important than steps. Each one of these is a milestone for your money. It's a lifelong milestone that you hit. Once it's put in place, everything's great going forward in that area. And so you got to be a student to have that happen. That means we're in the education business, not the sales business. Does that make sense? And education is something just about everybody wants to have, wants to talk about, wants to explore, would love to know more, would love to be smarter and wiser when it comes to money. So that's what this is all about. You're going to hear tomorrow from Sharon Lecter. I'm so excited to have her here again. You know, Sharon's a legend. She's been around this for a long time. She's one of the first people to go out and teach on a grand scale the idea of financial literacy. You guys know she's the co-author of Rich Dad, Poor Dad, that whole series. 30 million people that impacted. She's the author of Think and Grow Rich for Women. So I mean, she is an authority on financial literacy. And I'll let her say it, but she really sees a lot with what we're doing here, really believes highly in it. And so that's exciting. And then with Andy wrapped around it, where it's the beautiful graphics and the perfect way of saying everything and the typesetting of it and the titles and just everything about the Andy's just a genius, I think. And he, I mean, he's just something else. And when you get to work around him every day, the way his mind works, and he's like an artist in one part of his body, but then he's a marketer on the other. We've just really created something very one of a kind. And I so appreciate all the kind things you guys have all said to me in the hallway. And if it helps you to do this like we wanted to, then our dream came true. Now, some people have asked me before, why is this a book and not just a brochure? Well, there's one simple reason. Books have more credibility than brochures. If you need to get some extra credibility, which who doesn't, right? Especially if you're new. If you'd like to have a credibility exchange, how about if you have a best-selling book? How about if you have an article that's a book review by CNBC? How about if you have this on TV, on network TV, that they've all heard of all those stations 225 plus times? What if you put those together as you're introducing somebody to what you do, what you can maybe do with them? That's a very powerful thing. As we get going forward now, I really believe, sort of like Chicken Soup for the Soul, this is a series, it's not just a book. And they're gonna be little skinny books, so they're not gonna be expensive. We'll be able to get them at a great price. But they're gonna help you, because you're the offensive coordinator of your business, they're gonna help you target who you're trying to talk to. So for instance, Andy showed you the real estate version. Here's the women's version, or the team building version. You know, making the move to entrepreneurship is actually a dream that we believe is inside every person in North America. We just think that they haven't let it out because they don't believe it could ever happen to them. They don't know if they'd be a good entrepreneur. They don't know how much it's gonna cost. They don't know how long it takes. And we're gonna help clear some of that up in a generic, educational type way. But then of course, you know, we've got maybe the greatest business opportunity entrepreneur-wise in the world and the lowest barrier to entry. For the cost of a license, you can get this started. So it's a very powerful thing we're doing here. And these new tools are gonna, of course, help you to do that. And you'll hear from both Kim and Sharon talking about this new book for women. Now, just so we're clear, how money works doesn't change because of your gender. But the situation you can find yourself in oftentimes does. And so their book is gonna be focused on a lot of those situations and how to navigate it if you know how money works and you're taking the proper action and you reflect on those things that are very specific to women. I think it's gonna be one of the most powerful books in combination with the original How Money Works to ever been. And if you know somebody who's a person that you'd like to contact, you'd like to prospect with, that happens to be female, what a great way to get that conversation started. The idea behind How Money Works and all of its versions is gonna be just to get a very powerful, strong conversation going with somebody that's not gonna feel like sales, it's not gonna feel like recruiting, but yet both of them are possible. By the way, that's not easy. Now imagine all the different styles, all the different ages, all the different backgrounds. Now how do you create one tool that can work for everybody? What if your business is mostly securities focused? What if your business is mostly insurance focused? What if your business is mostly brand new people? What if your business is people that have been here for 20 years? That was the most difficult part of this whole thing, was creating one tool that could be a flowing tool that could work effectively for all those different groups. And so it's been great. And to have the websites we do and the articles and the media and of course the books, you put all that together, it is just a hard to beat combination. Just a big deal. So we are doing something about this. The people in the media, the people that talk about financial literacy, as somebody who writes an article about it, often they're just telling you how big the problem is, but they have no idea what the solution will be, especially on a grand scale. We know what that solution is going to be. It's going to be one of us getting to somebody we know or meet and getting this conversation started, sharing tools, sharing the book and the articles and the videos and the things that cause them to let you start building credibility with them on this, and then helping them to take action. That's what this is all about, and we're doing that. As you heard Andy say, this has become the top-selling personal finance book. That was not our goal or our aim, but we're just getting started. I believe here before the summer's out that we'll cross over a million copies, and this is a big deal. This is not going anywhere. This is gonna be an institution with us. This is gonna be a big, big thing, and so we're excited. Now, what difference are we making? Well, let's take a look. The National Financial Educators Council does a survey every year. They do it in December. They release the results in January. The January 22 version says that financial literacy cost each American $1,389 in 2021. That's the equivalent of you having to write the financial industry a check for almost $1,400. Can you imagine? That's what it is. But interestingly, that number is 15% lower than it was in 2020. So we're starting the process of making a difference. We haven't changed the world yet, but we're heading that direction. My goal is to take that number to zero, where everybody in North America has seen this, has learned this, has been able to apply this to where they're just smart with money now going forward. And when you add that whole thing up, take a look at this, a total of $352 billion is not in the consumer's pocket because of what they don't know about money. Can you imagine? If we do our job right, in addition to the great plans we put in place and helping them take action, we actually put an additional $352 billion from the financial industry into the pockets of the consumer. That's what this is all about. That's why we're doing this. That number there is $63 billion lower than it was last year, because this happens every single year. So I don't know that we did all of that, but I can tell you we did our part of it, and we're going to continue to do more, and we're going to continue to make this one of the biggest things that we have absolutely ever done. So we make a difference. Teaching people how money works makes a difference. Building your business around great marketing makes a difference. One of the reasons that I feel so strongly we should do this is not just because we created it, but because there's nothing else. The entire financial industry is void of marketing. They don't have any way of telling their story. So everybody who's new doesn't know what to say, and everybody who's old is tired of saying it. And so nobody gets the full story. And we come along with these amazing tools that build a predictability into the way the story's told, the way the education's given, the way people learn it, the way people apply it. All those things happen because we've created the marketing and the backup for this, the websites. In 2022, having great marketing, having great websites, having an email address with your company's name in it, all those things are not optional. You gotta have it. But it's gotta be the content on the site matches up with what you're saying. And we've got that. Of course, we've got a howmoneyworks.com site, you have. We've got the E2E Make the Move site, and we've got wealthwave.com. So you've got the sites you need to go forward as we release the Make the Move book, as this thing continues to expand. One day you're gonna look up and you're gonna go, we simply have everything. Everything I could ever imagine to go build something big, you have. Now you just gotta apply massive action to it. You can't just mail out books indiscriminately. You can't just do a couple. You gotta put volume to it. I'm working with a group, and just the other day it hit me, I need to challenge them. So this group I was working with, I said, I want to challenge each of you leaders to take the next 30 to 60 days, and you, just you and your team, you get 500 books into the marketplace. You make that amount of contacts. And you as the leader, you make sure you do at least 10% of it yourself. You get at least 50 out there. I would prefer if you did this in 30 days, but if you take 60, I'll let you live. And guess what? That's what's gonna change everything. If you take the contacts you were gonna make over the next year or two, and you do them in the next month or two, you take the success of the next year or two, and you get it in the next month or two. Why am I having to explain that to you? That's about as obvious a thing as you ever hear anybody say on the stage, but yet, somehow most people's minds don't work that way. Well, I'm here to tell you, collapse the time frames, expand the level of activity, and results will follow, every single time. So, plus, you'll get so good at what to say. One of these days, let me tell you this, this is so important. One of these days, you're gonna say something to somebody when you share a book, or you follow up behind a book, or you share an article, and it's gonna just click with that person. And that will become the way you say it. It'll be a little different than the way I say it, but it'll be similar. It'll be a little different than the way Bill says it, but it'll be similar. But it'll be the way you say it, and it's gonna click. And then what'll happen is you'll get confidence with it, and you'll start getting a little more boldness with it. And pretty soon, that becomes magnetic. And so when somebody walks by, they kind of go right over to you because they feel the magnetism of your message. And it comes from having this confidence that you build when you say it right and it works. And so that's what happens. You collapse the time frames of that. You learn that in the next 30 days. That'd be the most valuable thing you could ever learn if you had no team, just to learn how to say it just right. One time, a long time ago, I interviewed 100 straight people and got 100 no's. And I learned so much from those 100 no's that I recruited most of the next people I talked to because I learned what to say even in struggle, even in not getting it right, not having success. So that's the kind of stuff I think we're having our whole team go through. Some of the people that are in the financial industry might look at this and say, well, it's not that good, it's not that big. Well, let me tell you something. Since this book was released, we have doubled our production. And that's not by adding more people from other teams or anything. This is just the growth from the inside. The teams that were established with us in December of 19, we have doubled production right at it in the last 2 years. That's amazing to me, in the middle of a pandemic. That's because of having great tools. That's how that works. So it's a really big deal. So let me finish by sharing with you some of the numbers, because it's a big deal. I call this the perfect waves of this, the ideal set of conditions. I started talking about it last night. Sometimes there's a set of conditions that exist, a set of circumstances that let an entrepreneur have a great opportunity because of it. I shared some of those with you last night. Things like having a business that's recession-proof, or inflation-proof, or stock market-proof, or taxes-proof, or politics-proof, or pandemic-proof. Because the worse those things are, the more they need us. The worse that gets, the more volatile the stock market is, the crazier inflation is, the bigger taxes grow to, the wackier politics are. Pandemics come along, everybody gets a little ready to take action, ready to learn, ready to make things be better for themselves. That happens in our business. I'm not sure what other business that works in, because when all those things are good, they still want to know this and still want to do it. They just want to do it more when things get like they are today. So I think this just very well may be the best time ever. But for one other reason that I didn't tell you about last night, this is just the most incredible time to ever be alive and ever do a business. And what that is one word. It's called longevity. That's the biggest difference between today and 40 years ago when I got started. When I got started, people get to 60 or 62 or 65 and they retire. And unfortunately, by 70 or 72 or 75, they were gone. That was the average back then. They needed about 10 years of retirement income. Social Security was enough to pay most of their bills. They saved a little bit. They might have had a pension at work. Boom, it all works out great. And at 75, unfortunately, they're gone. That's it. Now what happens? Well, there's a pretty good chance, if you're alive today sitting in this room, and I'm hoping that you are, you're going to live to be 100. That's real. That's going to happen. I know it sounds a little crazy. Just like 40 years ago, if I would have told you you were going to live to be 80 or 85 or 90, you would have said, no, that's probably not going to happen. But today it happens every single day. Many of us have parents. My mother's 84, not taking any pills, just absolutely, she seems to me like she did when she was 64. I mean, just totally normal. That's the way longevity works with all this. So the question comes when you learn about longevity is, what are you going to do to make sure your career and your money lasts as long as it needs to? And, I think that because of innovations in medicine, neuroscience, nanotechnology, biotechnology, bioinformatics, AI, robotics, and 3D printing, all of those things are going to contribute to that. Some of you know that a few years ago, I had to have my heart valve replaced. And I'd never had a health challenge in my entire life. But I went to visit a buddy of mine in the hospital who was sick, and I caught a bug in the hospital and landed in my heart, and next thing you know, I've got a new valve. Well, do you know that if that had happened to me 30 years earlier, I wouldn't be here today? It was technology that allowed them to create this valve that's clicking inside me right now. They've never had one fail, ever. Well, if you could put that in, then you're still here. I'm here. I'm not going anywhere. And That's what's increasing this longevity, is just all that stuff. We all eat better than they did a generation ago. We exercise more. None of us are perfect at it, but we find our way, right? I think that people had a more sedentary lifestyle back 30 years ago, 40 years ago. But today, all of us are kind of on the move. And all that helps. So look at this. As of today, according to the U.S. Census Bureau, the average age of people that retire is age 64. Look at that. Is that amazing? That hasn't changed much. But guess what is changing? They actually say, according to the Journal of Nature Communications, that you can expect, if you're alive in 2030, there'll be enough advances between 22 and 30 that you, if you want to, you'll probably live to be 120. I know that sounds crazy. Can you imagine living to be 120 years old, seeing your grandchildren's grandchildren's grandchildren, and having this great life, but with all that abundance of longevity, how are you gonna have an abundance of money to be able to live? That's the biggest thing I think people are afraid of. As you know, that's the biggest fear people have, is outliving their money. And now it's even gonna get bigger. You could hypothetically, if you retire at 64, you could have 50 years of what we used to call retirement. In fact, the word retirement is kind of a thing of the past, and it's about to be, because I don't think people are ever gonna do that. Thanks to all this innovation and people living this long, look at this. This is a stat I just got the other day. People are gonna be in better health at 85 than their grandparents were at 55. Think about that. That's why what Chris Felton said last night was so important, that if you're in your 60s or you're in your 70s, you're in the best decades of your life, the most productive. You've got all this wisdom and experience, but you've got all this energy and all this future ahead of you. That used to be the end. And so people used to say, I'm gonna retire, when they meant going to bed. And somehow that became retirement, sitting in a chair. And now nobody does that anymore. So retirement is becoming an obsolete term. So people are starting businesses in their 60s and 70s. They're doing all kinds of things, traveling like they always dreamed of. And all of that takes money. All of that takes the backing of a great career, great net worth, great savings, being smart with money. So do you realize how important our work is? It was always important, but it's more important today than ever, because we're giving people a chance to have this all have a happy ending. Without us, without this education, without this access to products, without them taking this action like they need to, this is not gonna have a happy ending for them. It won't work out. So this longevity, this new approaches to things people have to take, the next 30 or 40 years are gonna be really something, and I'm excited about it. So I'm gonna finish my part here quickly with the year in review. You know, Tom Dempsey started talking about a little bit about it last night. What happened in 21? We had our 20-year anniversary as being WFG. There's the seven of us up there. We started this back in there. They actually used my license to start that agency. So that's we go back a long ways. Many of us were together the 10 years before that with our predecessor company that morphed into WFG. And quite a few of us were in business the decade before that with a company that we all came from. So we've been flying in formation for a very long time, and that's one of the reasons we keep saying that this whole meeting, that flying in formation makes such a big difference. Unfortunately, we're going forward now without one of our wingmen. Many of you know Jeff Miles passed away in 21. COVID snuck up and got him, and what a champion he was. I miss him every day, and just wanted to make that mention quickly and let you know how much a critical role Jeff played as we built this company, and he helped us expand up into Canada and just did a lot of great things, and was a lifelong friend of mine. And so we miss him greatly, but I know he's looking down on us with a big smile because all the great things we're doing. So here's the numbers from what Tom was talking about last night. 588,000 new families served. This is WFG's review of the year. 975 million net points, a 22% gain. 111 million was paid to our leaders in December alone. Can you imagine? Seven of us sat around a table, thought of an idea to make a business, an enterprise out of this, teaching people about money. And all of a sudden, what feels like a few minutes later, it's a few years, actually a few decades, $111 million in a month we paid to our leaders. Are you kidding me? In December? I thought December was the holiday, right? Is that something? Just such a big deal. There it is. We added 9,900 new licenses in North America. Is that crazy? The total's up to 52,449 now. This brochure is available too, by the way. We can get it to you if you need it. We paid out $1,181,192,299. Is that something? In a semi-pandemic year, we had that kind of growth. $72 million of that was in bonuses. That's why we got a bonus system. That's a lot of money. So this, we had 917 promotions last year, 2.5 a day, and there they are, 769 SMD promotions all the way down. That's a big, and a lot of that was in this room. You guys did a great job. You'll hear our promotions tonight. We've really had a lot of fun with this. This has been great. And we had 905 new ring earners as a company. Just in 21, 905 people became six-figure plus earners. It's 568 of them, we're at 100,000. 172, we're at 250,000, all the way up. But take a look at that right column there. We had seven hit 2 million. We had three hit 3 million. Another one hit 5 million. Another one hit 8. Another one hit 9. Another two hit 10. Can you imagine? That's new, just in 21. That's called moving the needle is what that's called. And I've got to tell you, we have an expectation of many of you, maybe most of you, if you really want to know a real expectation, joining this group and making that happen. So we did this because we've innovated every step of the way. Every step of the way. And here recently, between the book system, the TV, radio, print, web, the blogs, and this automation that Andy was talking about, things like VIP social and things that can take your business to someplace you couldn't do it by yourself and you couldn't do it alone. You got to have some automation. We're adding that to it. The possibilities of what we can do with this new technologically great world we live in when it comes to a business like this, it's just simply unlimited. I worked on a brochure back in 1992, talking about this crazy thing coming in the future called the internet. One of the most controversial brochures I've ever created, because when that came out, you know what everybody said? You don't need that. You don't need to have the internet. You don't have to have email or all that stuff was just being invented then. You don't need a website. Do you guys know that we had the first financial services website in the entire world? We started it in 1992. It was called worldmarketingalliance.com. And I hit the button in Hawaii and made that pop up. Mark Redman was with me and we had a great time. This has been a fun ride. And now I have to be honest with you, we didn't know the internet was become like what it is today, but I knew it had some potential. And we talked a lot about that. Take a look at this, and I'm gonna finish with this. This is what happens in 1 minute on the internet. So when you're deciding whether you wanna do any of this or not, I want you to think about this. There's 28,000 subscribers watching a Netflix every minute. There's 695,000 stories being shared on Instagram. There's 9,132 connections made on LinkedIn per minute. There's 69 million messages being sent, instant messages per minute, 69 million. 5,000 downloads on TikTok per minute. There's 2 million views. There's $1.6 million being spent per minute. There's 2 million swipes. There's 197 million emails sent per minute. 197 emails, million emails per minute. There's 500 hours of content uploaded on YouTube per minute. How do you not get that on you? How do you not get some of that in your world? In 2015, there were 2 billion people using social media. Now it's up to 4.48 billion, and it's growing like crazy. As they mentioned, this is the way people are communicating. They want to be contacted. They want to be reached out to. Nobody can tell you what it is because it's moving so fast. But my view is this is going to become a significant thing we're all going to be doing in the future. It's here forever. It's not going away. It's going to keep morphing like it is. We're going to get as much of that on us as we can, get our message out there, make this happen. That's why we need to have the backing of an Aegon and a business platform like WFG. That's why we need WealthWave to be our marketing, to be our front-facing brand. That's why we need Outstand and leaders like Andy and his team behind us to create the stuff and help us do this. That's why we need How Money Works to be our client-facing tool of teaching about money. That's why we need to have EDE to introduce people to entrepreneurship. And that's why we need you to pull all this together, to be a leader, to step up now and do the things you came here to do and do it now. Don't do it in the future. Reinvent yourself now. Make yourself into the person you've imagined, you've dreamed of, and make that happen. Ignore the scouting report like we talked about last night. Don't pay attention to what your friends or relatives or anybody else thinks about you. Ignore that and get out here and let's help us change the world together, okay? Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in to Leadership Now, WealthWave's official podcast. If you like this episode and want to hear more, check out wealthwave.com/podcast or Leadership Now on iTunes. Join us each week to grow as an entrepreneur and succeed as a leader in the financial business with WealthWave.